Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You're so funny.
You know, over the years in doing these daily calls, we've talked a lot about change. Truthfully, there have been times in our past, particularly mine, when someone well-meaning suggested that I change this or that. Though I didn't say it, sometimes my thoughts were, that's easy for you. I never questioned the intentions or motivation, never. The motivations of our heart suggesting I change these things. But I was questioning the ease with which they said it could be facilitated. For that reason and several others, today we're going to share 7 life-changing exercises. We're not going to tell you that they'll be easy, but we will tell you they can be done with godly direction and persistence. We can also tell you they will begin an amazing process of change in your own life. Number one, life-changing exercise. Today and tomorrow, we want you to make a list of all the things you say for the remainder of this day, which reflect a positive and or negative attitude.
That'll make you think about things.
It will. Once you've completed this assignment, review your words and ask God to help you change in negative ways as quickly as possible. Proverbs 4:23, New Century Version. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life.
That is such an incredible scripture.
It really is. What we think most often begins with what we hear. Luke 6:45. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Number 2, life-changing exercise. List in 3 steps today that you can take tomorrow that will turn past inaction into action. That'll take some thought. But we all have things that we're going to do, but we never seem to get around to doing. And if I were to ask you why the task, the change wasn't completed once you peel off the reasons and excuses. We would see procrastination as the real root of our inaction. Procrastination is an enemy of our future success and usefulness to the kingdom of God. Procrastination wastes time, creates guilt, keeps a person from accomplishing the thing they know they really need to do. In Luke 9:62, in the Message Bible, the one that makes the rubber meet the road, it says this, Jesus said, no procrastination, no backward looks. You can't put God's kingdom off until tomorrow. Seize the day.
Wow.
Seize the day and complete what you started, you know, without future delay. In Hebrews 13:21 in the Classic Amplified, it says, strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be and equip you with everything good that you may carry out his will, while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever to the ages and to the ages of the ages. Amen. So be it. We need to ask God how to bring order into our environment. And you know what? He will reveal it. Hallelujah. In Psalm 32:8, one of my very favorite scriptures, this in the English Standard Version. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
The third life-changing exercise, before you go to sleep tonight. Yes, there are 7 things you should do. But in the interest of time, I'm only going to share 3 of them with you. If you want to know all 7, go to haroldherring.com and click, the search button and just put sleep. You'll find it. Here are the three. First, make a list of the things you need to accomplish tomorrow. Assign a priority to each task and be about the business. Avoid time distractions or people who will prevent you from achieving the things that you've purposed to achieve before the day ends. Second, create a nightly confession for tomorrow being the best day of your life. Something kind of like this. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Yes, let me say that again. Heavenly Father, I thank you that, hallelujah, Saturday, April 13th will be the greatest day of my life. A day filled with opportunities beyond my imagination and expectation. A day filled with previously unknown opportunities, unused potential, revelatory insight, and divine connections. My desire is for you to be glorified in everything I do on Saturday, April 13th, 2019, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Third and finally, praise God for all that he accomplished in and through you on the day that you're now saying goodbye to. Praising him as the last thing you do before you sleep is so much better than any kind of sleeping aid. Hallelujah.
In number four, life-changing experience number four, make a list, excuse me, of anything in your past, the things that come to your mind that have been plaguing your future. In Hebrews 8, verse 12 in the New Living Translation, it says, "And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins." Wow, what a blessing. Once your list is complete, next to each one write, "I want to write covered by the blood of Jesus," in Hebrews 8:12. Next to each one, just write, "I covered by the blood of Jesus," and through Hebrews 8:12. But let's look at several other confirming scriptures which change our lives and have the ability to change our lives forever. In 1 John 1:9, not an unfamiliar scripture, 1 John 1:9, this in the Classic Amplified, says, "If we will freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action." Isaiah 43:25 in the New Living Translation says, Yes, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Can anybody say hallelujah? And Acts 3, verse 19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." And when you finish, drop the piece of paper on the floor, put it under your feet, and then proclaim, "Devil, you, your lies, and my past are under my feet." We need to never allow again, ever again, allow our past to determine our future.
Number five, life-changing exercise. Name three instructions in the Word that you're not following. Now, be honest. And list what you need to do and when to become obedient to his direction. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, the Amplified Classic Bible. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and correction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline and obedience, and for all training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action. So that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial. The word profitable in Strong's Concordance is from a Greek word that means profitable, advantage. If we want to have advantages in life, then we need to understand God's holy word. Every answer to every problem we face is in the book. Matthew 22:29, New Living Translation. Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. Life-changing experiences are available when we read our Bibles and do what it says."
Life-changing experience number 6. Make a list of the 7 most important things in your life at the moment and what you're planning to do about them. In making changes, we have to establish our priorities. And then, of course, they may change from time to time as circumstances dictate. However, there is one priority that will never change in our lives, and that's found in Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33, a very common scripture for all of us. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us." So we need to take some time and study the verse and notice the spiritual progression with the 7 key points.
Number 7, life-changing experience. Make a list of your top 7 friends and ask yourself the following 7 questions. Be truthful. Don't hedge the bet on any of them. Number 1, what does this person add to my life? Number 2, do you learn from your friends, or do your friends learn from you? Number 3, how do your friends respond to your goals and dreams for success, financial and otherwise? Number 4, do your friends understand the necessity of and seek personal change for the greater personal spiritual growth? Number 5, what's the greatest negative influence this person has on my life? Number 6, what was the last positive idea, scripture, or thought this person shared with me? And number 7, does this person motivate me to be all that I can be? Once you've answered these 7 questions, you decide. You decide whether or not you need some new friends. Your ability to change your work ethic, your personal values, your behavior patterns, well, they kind of operate drawing like a magnet, drawing to you people of like mind and behavior. 1 Corinthians 15:33, powerful verse. 1 Corinthians 15:33 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character. Here's the bottom line. Your friends are either empowering and encouraging you, or they're not. If not, you need to find friends who will. Surround yourself with people who also have a dream, a goal, a vision, and a commitment to change their life the way you would want it to be. These 7 exercises, you can do them all in one day, or you can write them down and start and do one a day for a week. Give it thought, do what we suggested, and you'll see the beginning, the metamorphosis of a strong believer, equipped, empowered, enabled, enlightened to be about what God's called you to do for his kingdom. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.